Chapter 7. David ran through the house to the patio doors. They were made of glass, and you could see through them into the garden. Water covered the patio right up to the door. The carpet was already wet. "Pass me more towels," said David. Tom quickly handed him the remaining towels from upstairs, and David put them against the door. "We mustn't let the water get in," said David, "or it will damage everything." "Will the towels stop the water?" said Tom.
"I hope so," said David.
He looked out of the front window at the houses across the street. The water was all the way up to their front doorsteps. As he watched, it continued to rise and covered the step. Soon it would be inside the houses.
"Dad!"
Tom shouted. David ran back to the patio doors. You could see the water rising on the other side. It rose higher and higher as they watched. Suddenly, his phone rang. It made him jump. He got it out, but nearly dropped it.
"What?"
he said.
"You said you would call me back," said Mel.
"It's only been a minute," said David.
"David, I don't want to argue," said Mel. "But you need to get out of there."
"I know," said David, "but we can't."
"Dad!"
said Tom.
"The kitchen!"
David looked. The kitchen was filling with water.
"Look, Mel," he said, "I've got to go."
Mel was worried.
"Not again," she said. "David, you can't..."
David hung up. The kitchen was wet. Why was the kitchen wet? It had no door. Where was the water coming from? David grabbed Tom and picked him up. He held him in his arms. He moved through the water. It was up to his ankles now. He moved through the hallway and into the living room. He stopped when he saw the glass patio door. The water was really high on the other side of the glass now. David hurried to the front door. But water was pouring in through the front door now, too. It was up to his knees now.
"The towels didn't work," said Tom.
"What are we going to do now? There's no way out."